Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
8:15. I call it a screw job. That's not a very fancy way to say it, but it certainly seems what's going on with this public records bill, or the attempt to conceal them, what's going through Baton Rouge right now. Clancy Dubose joins us, political editor and columnist for Gambit and WWL-TV political analyst. How you doing, Clancy?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Is that I know that's not a very delicate way to put it, but it does seem like a big screw job that they're trying to do here with the public records.
Oh, it's. I hope it is only a reflection of last-minute rush to get a bill filed and perhaps sloppy draftsmanship in terms of the breadth of this bill. But even the original intent, which is to conceal all of the governor's records, which is something Bobby Jindal did. And I'm surprised that Jeff Landry, you know, not a lot of the stuff he's doing, he never talked about during the campaign. So this is catching a lot of people by surprise. But you know, Bobby Jindal left office the least or second least popular governor in America. He had the lowest or second lowest job ratings of any of the 50 governors in America. And that ought to be a big red flag to any policy that any governor, Democrat, Republican, or whatever, wants to implement, because it's the road to perdition politically. And that was one of the worst things that Bobby Jindal did. And the minute that legislators felt it was safe to do, that he wouldn't veto it, they repealed that law for a good reason. You know, the concept of public records is in our state constitution, which coincidentally Governor Landry wants to rewrite. And he's, you know, he wants to put things in there that are frankly for him. And that's just, you know, I'm worried that they were going to remove that from the constitution. The concept that, you know, records should be public, and the law, the public records law, which says this in the law, the public records law is the law instructs the courts to interpret the law and apply it liberally, not conservative liberally, but liberally as opposed to narrowly, interpret it broadly in favor of records being public. And that's a very strong concept. Louisiana has had one of the strongest and best public records laws. And this is not just for you and I in the media. Mm-hmm. We're there for the public. And any person, not just citizens, but any person should be able to go look at public records and obtain them. That's what it's, you know, that's what the law is there for. Government is not supposed to be done in secret. And nobody has a right to privacy in public office in terms of his or her official duties. Yes, people have a right to privacy with their family, and I understand protecting the governors and other high-level officials' security. That's not. I've never known any reporter who wanted to go get wanted to find out what the security details were. You know, what's the status and what's the plan for the governor's security? That's not something the media or the public is interested in. But when it gets to like the so-called deliberative process, which means anything that the governor thinks about while in office is not a public record. Well, that's everything. Everything from the budget to any kind of nefarious deals that any governor or future governor or past governor might want to do are just things that are not in the public interest. That is a horrible, horrible law.
And
a bill, I should say.
They're called public records for a reason. Let me just read this paragraph from Wesley Muller's article in the LA Illuminator. The bill would allow a city mayor, parish president, or local government executive to declare any records confidential if they determine their public release, quote, would have a detrimental effect on active business negotiation. It would also allow the company or person negotiating with the government to request confidentiality. And Clancy, if you can expand a little bit on that, about what that means as far as contracts and vendors and public money being spent and so forth?
Well, I think the intent of that, and there's an argument to be made for it, not on terms of contracts and vendors. No, that should never be kept confidential under any circumstances. There's an argument that has been made in the past that when government is negotiating with companies for economic development purposes, purely for economic development purposes. Let's say they're trying to lure Amazon down here to open up a big distribution center, which we participated in that when Amazon announced it was going to open one. We did not get it, but we tried. But let's say somebody like Amazon is negotiating with the state, and, you know, negotiations are one thing. And I could see, you know, not making those records public in real time, but they should certainly become public after a reasonable period of time, like after the contract is signed or 90 days after negotiations end or whatever, you know, something that's objectively definable and understandable and reasonable. And also in terms of vendors and bidders, you know, sometimes vendors ask questions. There's usually a vendors meeting or a potential vendors meeting, a bidders meeting that government schedules so they can ask questions and get them answered to clarify specifications. All of that should be made public. There's no reason. This is public tax dollars that are being spent. Why should, you know, things be done in secret? But if it is a genuine, big time, you know, negotiation over, you know, some company that wants to come in and do something really big, maybe for a very limited period of time, but at some point, it needs to all be public. Another thing has become a bone of contention, for example, when hypothetically, if LSU was looking for a new president, sometimes the media asks for a list of all the applicants. Well, I can understand not making that public right away because some of these applicants say, if I apply and my employer finds out, they might fire me or they might not offer me an extension or whatever, you know. So some of that you can make an argument for, but not, you know, spending tax dollars on, you know, a highway construction project, you know, which is standard stuff. None of that should be kept secret. Or the governor's memos preparing the budget.
He says the details only be made public when the local government declares the negotiations have ended or after 2 years, whichever comes first. But declaration of the end of negotiations, that doesn't necessarily coincide with the deal being done, right?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Exactly. And then to negotiate, they could say, well, we're always negotiating, and that's what would happen. No, there has to be something more objective. You can't leave it up to the politicians to decide when something becomes public because nothing will ever become public.
Let's talk about the politics of this. Has the silence been deafening on this?
Yes. It really has. Well, not so much from the media. Certainly
no,
not
no.
From
I
me
mean
and,
from the legislators.
Yeah, the on so many things, and the business community. There was an article on the front page of the Times-Picayune about, one of the leading business folks on criminal justice reform, Jay LaPere, just sitting on his hands, and he said, look, this is going to pass anyway, so I didn't want to beat my head against a brick wall and wanted to pick and choose his battles, which is a wise political thing to do. But still, when something is a matter of principle, you should at least speak out. Because if there's no opposition, it makes it look like he can, the governor or any governor can just roll over the legislature and the public. And that's not a healthy thing. And that's kind of what's happening right now.
Yeah, that was my next question. It certainly seems to be. Let me ask you quick, Clancy. They say that the legislature enacted a bill that was similar to this with port commissions. What's been the results of that?
Which bill are we talking about?
Well, I said about 5 years ago, legislator enacted a similar bill that allows port commissions to keep their records for economic development reasons out of the public's reach. Since then, it's been very difficult to get any records from the ports because they claim everything's related to economic development.
Exactly. That's what port commissions do. Again, that's very analogous to the Senator Cloud's bill. Correct me, I think it's Bill 487 or 482, something like that, Senate bill.
461, I think. No, wait, I'll check. No, never mind. 461.
I'm pretty sure it's 482.
Yeah.
But anyway, but Senator Cloud's bill on public records dealing with the governor's deliberative process, it extends it to everybody. It's a blanket authority to keep everything public. I once compared it when Jindal was doing this. It's Louisiana's version of Britain's Official Secrets Act. They can just declare anything an official secret, and that's it. And when Jindal was there, they tried to extend it, even though it only applied to the governor. His executive council tried to extend it to LSU and their deliberations over whether to make public and all the records relating to sexual abuse of students by athletes. Mm-hmm. That scandal would never have come to light if the bill that Senator Cloud has introduced were the law back then. None of this, the mayor's first-class travel, none of that would ever have become public.
It is 482, by the way, SB 482. Again, when you talk about, you know, it's going to pass anyway, so why get in the way of it? That's not really what, you know, leaders do.
That's not what public hearings all about. It's not what leaders
right.
do.
So
it's not what people who stand on principles do.
And you know the same thing happened with the permitless carry, where there were a lot of people that were against
Sheriffs all rolled over. Let me tell you, law enforcement is not in favor of that bill.
So what does that say about
The governor is intimidating everybody. Everybody's been subject to threats or implied threats. This is what's happening. I'm sorry, but Governor Landry, if you voted for him, you know, that's fine. You can like his policies, but you shouldn't like his methods.
And it's just the first session under his, but the first
just
year.
Wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
that's what
wait.
I'm saying. Thank you, Clancy. Appreciate your time. Have
all
a good
right,
weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Clancy Dubow is political editor, columnist for Gambit in Louisiana, WWL-TV political analyst. And you know, I'm not as eloquent as Clancy, but this is a screw job, plain and simple. And everybody's just rolling over and let it happen. 826, traffic now, WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.